From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is the Daily What.
This is the Daily What. I'm Matt. I'm going to talk today about, I've got a few actual things in my head. I'm not just going to wing it today on the Daily What. There's a story that's doing the rounds on all the media, social, all over the internet. P. Diddy, right? Sean Combs, right? This person's called American rapper. He isn't the story, although lots of people on our Patreon, Whatcast Patreon, patreon.com/whatcast with a K, his name comes up quite a lot as being a bit of a dodgy person, P. Dodgy. And now, today's story breaking, the reason that I'm even talking about this, is that he has been linked in with Prince Harry in this latest lawsuit of... Let me read the story here. This is from... I think this is The Independent. The Duke of Sussex has been named in a 30 million... And then it's got in brackets 24 million pound. $30 million, right? Lawsuit against Sean Diddy Combs. So this bloke is now just called Diddy. He was Puff Daddy. Then he was P. Diddy. And now he's just Diddy. What's he going to be called next? D? Did? Just keep shorting it. Just call yourself Sean. Grow the fuck up and just be Sean.
P. Diddy. My name's P. Diddy.
In which the rapper is accused of sex trafficking and sexual abuse. Combs, who faces a litany of sexual assault allegations, is said to have drawn guests, he was an artist, to his infamous parties through his VIP association with celebrities such as famous athletes, political figures, obviously. So where's political figures, isn't it? Politicians are part of all of this all of the time. Artists, so he did draw. Musicians and international dignitaries like British Royal Prince Harry, according to the legal notice. All right, that's what it says. The 73-page lawsuit, not 33 at the conspiracy theorists.
33.
Lawsuit was filed last month by record producer Rodney Jones and accuses the billionaire of being a serial sex abuser. There is no suggestion of any wrongdoing by the prince. Like, they have to jump in. Prince Harry's name, but he didn't do anything. When there's people that the media and the establishment don't like, they don't make that clear. They just let their names be drawn in and just don't bother sticking up for them. But because it's Prince Harry,
there's no association.
His name is only mentioned once in the documents as an example of well-known celebrity associate of Combs. Both Harry and his brother, Prince William, were pictured with Combs and Kanye West in 2007 after the musicians performed in the concert for Diana at Wembley Stadium. So that is their link then, is it? So I was reading this. Well, actually, wasn't reading it. I see the sensationalist article on X, formerly the Twitter, earlier on, and it was literally saying Harry was at the party with underage people and all this, and that's just saying him and his brother was pictured with him at a concert for their mum in 2007. So who knows if that's the only link? That's a bit lame, isn't it? In his lawsuit, Mr. Jones accuses Combs of sexually assaulting him and claims that he threw parties attended by sex workers and underage girls. He also alleges that Combs coerced him to solicit prostitutes and pressured him to have sex with them. The 54-year-old media mogul has denied the claims, which he described as pure fiction. Combs is also facing lawsuits from three other women, while two of his properties in Miami and Los Angeles were searched by federal agents on Monday as part of an ongoing investigation. U.S. Homeland Security said this is what they said. Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and all local enforcement partners. That's exactly what they said, right? In November last year, Combs was sued. I just turned it to Alex Jones to do that. Was sued by his former girlfriend and R&B singer, Cassie. Got a surname there, Cassie, who alleged she had been raped, plied with drugs, and assaulted by Combs over a 10-year period. She hung around for another 9 years, though. The suit was settled the next day, but the three other lawsuits followed over the next month, alleging that she had he had sexually abused the claimant. I've just lost where I was. The claimants or participated in revenge pornography against them. In a statement in December, he described the claims as sickening and said his accusers were looking for a quick payday. And then he said, let me be absolutely clear. This keeps jumping around everywhere. I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth, he said. Also known as P. Diddy and Puff Daddy Combs is one of the most influential hip-hop producers and executives of the 21st century. He has previously worked with artists including Usher, Notorious B.I.G. and Mary J. Blige. So that is the article. So Harry's name is all over it. And then they say, yeah, he met him once at a concert for Diana. I hate these fucking names as well. P. Diddy, the Notorious B.I.G. Or as his mates called him, Biggie Smalls. Like the fattest man in the world, this person was, right? Why wasn't he called the Notorious F.A.T.? Or go Biggie Smalls, the Notorious S-M-A-L-L. I don't know. They all got a Tupac. Now, what is this shit anyway? Like, around where I am, we got a rapper.
My name is Swift, you better recognize now.
Swift, he's called. Don't know what his actual name is. Notorious S-W-I-F-T, probably. Don't know. But they're trying to link Prince Harry in this for clicks, it looks like. Not a fan of Prince Harry. If he's been spotted with him, with P. Diddy, once and once only, and so has William once and once only, where's Harry in the article? I think the establishment, as far as I can gather, the establishment are more behind William, so they'll just throw Harry's name in there, and people will just see the headline, assume Harry's a pedo, and move on with their lives. That seems to be what they're going for. They clarify it in the article, but in the headline, they make out that Harry and Diddy are like, you know, lining up the kids and trafficking them across the world. But clearly not. That ain't the case. So what do you think about that? People have been asking me about P. Diddy. I can't find any more information about him and Harry. They don't seem to be besties. But then I wouldn't be surprised. Harry's a bit of a social climber, isn't he now? He wants to be everyone's mate, just to show, like, people used to go, Harry, he's just like us. He's just normal. He's just like us. I don't like the rules, but I do like Harry. I don't like Harry. I don't like any of the royals or Harry. Not interested, right? So what was I going to talk about? There was something else on the news this morning about trying to save the Great Brit. This is what they called it. The Great British Pint, right?
China?
Yeah, not China. The Great British Pint. So a pint of beer is now being called the... People have called it that before, but this is another complete illusion of the country that I live in, that we think that that's British. So apparently, around the world, because of climate change, the hops... See, I'm trying to pretend like this means something to me. It means nothing to me, right? But apparently the hops are where they get the beer from for the flavour of lager and beer are changing or dying out or something because of climate change. The change of climate. Obviously, that's affected everything. We all must, you know, go along with the WEF because of this, right? But because of this, it could be a threat to beer in the future. Like, everyone likes a beer. So they're trying to make it a patriotic thing on the radio, a threat to the Great British Pint. What, the Great British Pint like Carlsberg? Like the Great British Budweiser? We haven't got any British beer, have we? I don't know any British beer. Loads of Spanish beer. Stara Pramen, Czech Republic, Kronenberg, Heineken. What's the British bit? Is Carlin British? Maybe. But they're trying to make out that somehow that the Great British Pint. They're trying to make out somehow that a pint of beer is British. People drink beer everywhere around the world, by the way. And most places that I go, you get more than a pint of beer. Like if you go to Germany, you get like a pint and a half of beer. A big, great, big fucking glass with a big head on it. Yeah, I mean, like, it's like British Matt. I'm sitting here with a Pepsi Minimum in my hand here. Right, hang on a minute. Swig. They're trying to sell the story. Like, you know, you're trying to imagine your British man in the British pub in England. Hey! Walks into the pub. Hey, all right, darling, to the landlady or to the barmaid. All right, darling, how's your fucking day going, bitch? Give us a pint of the usual in me jar. Stick it in me jar. And then they serve him up something German or Czech or American in the Spanish. Not English. Yeah, great British man in the great British pub with a great British pint in his hand. Great Spanish pint in his hand. Fucking San Miguel or something in there.
Sounds like cognitive dissonance to me, mate.
So even he agrees with me. So yeah, save the British pint. That's what I'll say. I've been getting, because I've been putting out, you ruffle feathers when you do podcasts, when you get to a certain level, not saying I'm a superstar or anything. Oh, this is a huge level. But people that have followed you for a long time, like a lot of people start to get on their nerves a bit. Or they, you know, when people don't always agree with everything you say, you get snidey messages coming in from people or people post snidey posts directed at you all the time. I'm not going to go into any details because I'm more than capable of I don't want anyone to know. I like to keep annoying people with videos. They all know who they are. But the worst thing I think that people say that I'm so sick of hearing over the last 4 years of podcasting and YouTubing and stuff like that, right? By the way, if you're listening to this for the first time, go check out Whatcast with a K. That's my main podcast. This is my little side shizzle. But I think the most annoying thing that people say to me is wake up. I think those two words annoy me more than anything. Because we, on Whatcast mainly, cover a lot of conspiratorial stuff and things like that. And because we look at it through no particular lens, we look at it through the merits of the argument, and we'll give both points of view and won't necessarily just take everything as gospel just to be the special person in the room with the special knowledge. We'll actually look at the evidence properly and the debunks. Because we do all of that.
Wake up! Wake up! Fucking hell, wake up!
Like, the assumption of these people that they are the knowledgeable ones is draining. The illusion of knowledge these days is draining. It drains me so much. People watch Like, they do literally no research. This is where the phrase "do your own research" comes from, why it's such a common thing that you hear. It isn't people. There's a lot of things that people parrot when they believe in certain conspiracies or whatever. There's a lot of phrases that they parrot. But the "do your own research" one isn't really a parrot. It's more of a, I didn't do my research. Whenever you say to somebody, "do your own research," the way I take it and the way they mean it is, I've answered the three questions I knew the answer to when you cross-examined my specialness. I know I have no further knowledge. So you will have to go and do your own research to answer the questions because I cannot. That's what it tells me.
Do your own research. Do your own research. I'm not doing it for you.
If you're not doing it for me, if you haven't got evidence of what you're presenting to me, why did you bring it to me? Why do people come to me? Why do people need me to believe what they believe? I don't care what people believe. It's your choice to believe what you believe. I've always had a problem with people deluding themselves into thinking that their knowledge, limited knowledge, is the knowledge, whilst accusing everyone else of being brainwashed, of being brainwashed and indoctrinated, whilst they've gone off and indoctrinated themselves about certain topics. They don't look for counter arguments to anything they've discovered. And then when you ask them and they don't know, rather than critically thinking and saying, fuck me, I don't actually know the answer to that, they will just end the conversation with,
do your research.
And they go off on their merry way and they don't even look. The amount of times, like even when I'm speaking to flat earthers, obviously, that's like a big one, definitely a big one. When I'm speaking to flat earthers, the amount of times I've spoken to flat earthers, they've got absolutely no knowledge of anything that they're talking about, but they've watched one video and they're full of confidence. And when I ask them questions that the video that they watched didn't address because it can't address it, they always do the same thing. Well, I'll have a look at it. Well, I'll have a look at it then. You need to give, I haven't had a chance. And then they just speak to me next time and they've not looked at it. It's just a reset. They call it a flurf reset and flat earth reset. They just come back with the same arguments they had before. I then pose the same questions that I know there's no answers to. They still haven't got an answer to them. So they pretend that they really are a truther. I really am a truther. This time, I just haven't had time to look at this. I've had plenty of time to consume drivel about it, but I haven't had the time to check out what you're asking me. No, you've had plenty of time. You just don't like the idea of not being the enlightened one in the room. And you know by actually looking properly, your specialness will crumble before your eyes. And you won't be able to bother people with,
wake up, everyone's lying to you, wake up,
about everything. That's a fact. I'm bored of it. It's bored me. I think I struggle doing whatcasts these days. I love the topics. I love conspiracy theories and looking into if there's any credibility to them. I love unexplained stuff. I love ghost stuff. I love true crime to some degree. And all of the topics that we do over on Whatcast. But the people that will not critically look at things properly, constantly abusing me, claiming that I am doing what they do. They literally don't look at it. I look at it. Everything you're presenting me with, I've already looked at. I might not remember where it led me, but I've definitely seen it all. It's just a million times I get it. I get the same pictures of shit. Like, and I've gone to look at what the explanation is, and it's like,
oh, you just think about me that you don't you just you just
like I think the problem is with this this popular belief these days that everyone and everything is an illusion and everyone is lying to you and everything is corrupt and everyone's in on it and all of this stuff. Until I think my light bulb moment with it, because if you go back through the podcast, like I've been very on board with a lot of conspiracies in the past. And I'm not saying I'm not on board with conspiracies anymore. Like conspiracies definitely happen. People that think everything is a conspiracy are fucking morons. People that think nothing at all is a conspiracy are bigger morons. Trust me. I've spoke to both. But when you look back over it, you'll see all of that. But I think the light bulb moment for me was when people started suggesting that I was a shill. Like when you get to a certain enough people, when enough people hear what you're saying and you disagree with something, someone's worldview, and a large group of people then are convinced that you're in on it and you're one of the elite. Me on a nothing podcast, basically a nothing YouTube channel. YouTube have never fucking pushed my stuff ever because of this reason. Then you think to yourself, fuck me. Like, I think that has to happen to you for you to realize that there's no need to be suspicious of everything. It does get a bit tiresome. Anyway, I don't know where that even came from. I put that down. I've put TV license down. I've just put random. This is what I do sometimes. I'll just write random things on my phone. BBC podcasts is annoying. Like, there's a BBC iPlayer now, and there's podcasts all over it. Like, literally, anyone that's ever been on the BBC, even for a cup of coffee once, has now got a podcast on something. Like, these people, when you're an independent podcaster such as me, which is a dying breed now, everyone's in big corporations or owned by somebody or told what to say by somebody and all this sort of shit. Or in groups of podcasts, we'd all promote each other and all this. No one really stands alone, especially for not as long as I have. Even I'm a shill, you're a shill. Wake up. But celebrities and all sorts have bring out podcasts on all random topics now, and they get pushed to the moon, advertised on the radio, media audiences. It fucking annoys me. There's so many amount of hours in a day where people could actually find your stuff and potentially listen to it. But you're being completely drowned out all the time by every fucking celebrity in the world and every presenter, every radio hosts, people that host radio shows doing exactly this have now got podcasts doing exactly this as well. Why do you even need it? You're already getting paid for that. How many, you like the sound of your own voice? This has got to be what it's got to be. But, and we're forced to pay. That's why I put down license. We're forced in this country, if you don't understand that the UK works, we're forced in this country to pay a BBC license fee. So, or you can't have radio or TV unless you pay a TV license every year. And the TV license funds the BBC. So I am literally inadvertently paying people to make podcasts to push mine further down the algorithm without giving. And if I don't pay it, I can go to prison. Like, because they don't advertise on the BBC. I'm not sure if they advertise on BBC podcasts. I don't really see the point in a BBC podcast unless they're making money out of it. I don't really see why they make them, why they push them. I don't, because BBC is not supposed to advertise unless podcasts do. Like I listen, I'm guilty of listening to a couple of them. Sometimes there's like a football one, which is quite good. Like, it's only about half hour a day or half hour every other. I don't even know when it is. I've only just started listening to it, but it's decent. Like, I enjoy it. It's like a Match of the Day spin-off. It's decent, but, you know, I've just invalidated my entire point. But speaking of BBC, at work, we listen to Radio 2 on the radio. It's the only station we can pick up. Because it's the radio's fucked, basically. It's not got great reach on it. But on Radio 2, like, it's the same old hosts all through the day. I work very early morning, so it's all through the morning. It changes hosts about every 3 or 4 hours, and then it still plays the same old shit and stuff. But every now and then, I think once every hour and a half hour, 2 hours, There's this segment on Radio 2. Radio 2 is aimed at like a middle-aged audience, I think. Radio 1's for young, Radio 2's for a little bit older. And there's a segment on there called Pause for Thought. And I fucking hate this this segment on Radio 2. Pause for Thought.
What?
Exactly. Exactly, Matt. So what happens is they stop the show and they start by chatting. Some randomer just pop up on the airways. Like there'd be a presenter, I don't know, Zoe Ball or something her name is. And she'd be going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Zoe Ball's up everyone's arse. She thinks everything's the best thing in the world and all this shit. And then someone will just randomly pop up. Reverend Smith or something like this will pop up in the background. And they go, oh, Reverend Smith, how are you doing today? Yes, very well, thank you, Zoe. Yes, not bad, thank you very much. How's your family? You enjoying Easter? Oh, yes, thank you, Zoe, very much. The thing about Easter, and then he'll go into this diatribe about Easter. Oh, God, I'm choking. About Easter. See, I'm getting cursed. It's because I'm talking bad about a vicar. Hang on, I have a swig of a woke to take the godliness away. Reverend Smith goes into a diatribe about... So the thing, the importance of Easter is it's not just bringing family together. It's not just about eggs and chocolate and about time off of school and work and family time together. There's also a more important message, the message of the Christ of Jesus, who was found in a cave this day back in whatever fucking year, blah, 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 blah. And this is what led me to the Bible, verse 16 to whatever the fuck. I've never read the Bible, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. And then this will happen, and then you've got to remember that God's always there watching you over you at all times, and he loves each and every one of us, and that's it. It's just bollocks. And then Zoe Ball will go, wow, thanks, Reverend Smith, or whatever it did I say, Smith, I can't even remember. That was great. That really, really makes you think when people talk. Oh my God. And then it goes religious really fast. And then about an hour or two later, they'll have Rabbi someone will come on and do his drivel. And then they'll have a Muslim come on and do that shit. And then they'll have fucking some other Mormon or something come on. And they've just all got the same bullshit message of hope. And sometimes the hosts, after Pause for Thought, sometimes the hosts are pretending to be in tears afterwards. Oh, that's just so thought-provoking. Thanks, Rabbi Rabbit. Yeah. So I don't like Pause for Thought.
Violated by gas!
Anyway, I think that I might have to do for today's Daily What. I don't like to go too long. How long we done? Nearly half hour. It's pretty good. That's about right for me. Cheers, thanks. Oh, hang on, before we go, I got a bit of feedback on the last show. Get a bit of traction here on the Daily What. Thanks for those who listen. Spread the word. I'm getting false choked here by fucking Reverend Smith. So the last show then, I done about Ash Wednesday or Easter, whatever, and musicals and canaries, the canary. From Monkey 1265, every year I forget about Ashley Wednesday, and every year my wife has to explain why people are walking around with shit on their face. Cheers, Matt. Cheers, Jake. Vishal Patel, 100% with you about the musicals and the clapping and singing along. And then he says, what? I appreciate the effort, but here's a real one.
What
is all that about? So yeah, cheers guys for that feedback. You can feedback to me. Follow Whatcast on Instagram, Whatcast with a K on the gram of Insta, or Whatcast on Facebook, or Whatcast Podcast on TikTok, or Whatcast on X, and you can feedback on there. Or if you don't want to do any of that, you can feedback on Spotify. If you listen on Spotify to the Daily What, underneath where it says, what did you think of this show? Or buymeacoffee.com/whatcast. If you want to get a beer, Great British Pint. Get a Great British Pint for the host. Or patreon.com/whatcast with a K. Or if you're not listening to Whatcast and you're only listening to Daily What, go listen to Whatcast with a K wherever you get your podcasts. Hundreds of shows on there. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening today. There was another message I wanted, but I think I might just do a pause for thought next time. I'll see you later.
You have been listening to The Daily What. Follow on social media at Whatcast with a K and listen to The Daily What and Whatcast wherever you get your podcasts.